I'm joined on the phone right now by Fida Kishta, an activist and community organizer and photographer who lives in southern Gaza in Rafah. Hello, Fida. Fida, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I just heard that Israel is invading on the ground. Is that true?
Yes. They started the ground incursion hours ago, and they started it from three different positions, three different sides in Rafah and Beit Lahia and the center of Gaza Strip.
So what news do you have about what's happened so far other than those three entry points?
Well, all we have is we just got a call from a friend who lives in the airport area close to the green line, and they told us that ground incursion started, and we have some friends from our group in the International Solidarity Movement. They are right now in Jabalia. They can hear the shells and the missiles, which the tanks throw. They said it's a difficult situation. Some people get injured, and Red Cross and ambulances cannot reach them.
So ambulances are having trouble reaching the injured right now.
They have some injured that the ambulances cannot reach them.
Right. So is there any indication of exactly where they're headed?
No, not exactly. No.
So again, they came in three different places? In Beit Lahia and where else?
The center of the Gaza Strip and Rafah.
Where you are? Where they came in the southern,
yes.
In the south, where you are? Have you heard anything? Have you seen anything?
Well, just seconds ago it was airstrike.
Airstrikes? So they're coming in tanks and using air to back up the
air
troops
cover.
On the ground. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Has there been any statements from either Israel or Hamas about this latest development?
Well, Hamas leaders said if they want to attack Hamas leaders, why they didn't do it direct and attack them, why they attacking the people in Gaza Strip. About the Israelis' side, they were talking about the incursion in the ground, and they informed that in the television that it started.
So
the problem that we have here, that we don't have electricity most of the time, so we don't follow the news that much. We just try to use our phones to hear the news for seconds and try to close it from time to time.
It's not always possible to use your phones, is that what you're saying? But that's how you get news for the most part? Because of the electricity being out? Now, why is it that part of the time you're able to use the phones and the other part of the time you can't?
Well, the electricity, they're trying to make terms for people to have good connections. I mean, like ours. So today, we lost the electricity hours and hours ago. And when it comes, it comes for a few hours. But in Gaza City, it's totally in dark. No electricity at all. But here in Rafah, we still have somehow electricity connection from time to time.
So, are you just sitting in the dark and hearing what's going on outside? Is that basically it? Or are you going to be trying to go out at all, or are you going to stay in?
We can stay in, trying to call a friend from time to time to know what's going on, and if they have new news. That's all. We can't move in the dark. Because anything moving, they could be at attacked by the Israelis, airstrike, and then the television, they could say anything. If it's right or wrong, they could say anything. These people who killed, just who gonna know about them? Nobody. Just killed. He's a journalist, or he's a journalist, and who cares?
Is it so? It's after dark there now. It's about 9 o'clock at night, right?
Yeah.
So the friends that you're talking to that told you that they had seen the missile strikes, heard seen the tanks invading, and you yourself, you're in Rafah in southern Gaza, and you said that's one of the Israeli incursion entry points. Are people just terrified? What is the situation?
For sure, people are gonna be scared about their families, their children, because Israeli army, they don't make difference when they attack the houses or attack people in general. For the last, just to give you some, for the last 7 days, when these attacks started, more than 457 Palestinians killed and 75 children killed, 37 women killed. These children and the women were at home with their families. Killed at home, not in the streets, not walking, not playing. Some children killed when they were playing in the streets, close to their houses, and they were watched by their families, uncles, parents. They killed, and the injured people were, they are more than 2,280.
Do you have children?
For sure, people care about their families. For sure, they are scared about their families because the Israelis attack the civilians. They don't care about if they are civilians or resistant.
So, how are people handling it there where you're at?
To be honest, we faced many difficult situations before this. In 2004, our house destroyed by the Israelis army. And before, we lived in a neighborhood. It was on the border, and most of the time it was difficult to be there and attack from the Israelis snipers or Israeli tanks. So we get used to this such situation like that. It's difficult, but we get used. Sometimes when we hear bombs, like sometimes we go to sleep. Is normal, but I know this situation is more difficult. It's not easy. It's not as easy as the situation that we lived before, but our experience gives us some courage and some strength that we already know about the bombs, already know about the tanks, already know about the airstrikes.
I know that Jenny Linnell was staying there recently. Is she still staying in your home? The ISM worker from Britain?
Yes.
Is she there now?
Yes, she has a mother phone call, but let me check. She has a mother phone call. I have a Greek friend, if you want to.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling
hello?
From... Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm calling from the United States. I just heard that there was a ground invasion underway, and I'm calling from a radio station in Santa Cruz, California. And I understand that you're in Rafa and Fida Kishta's house, and I was just wondering what you had heard, if you had any news or feelings or thoughts on what's happening right now where you're at.
Well, more or less is what Fida told you. I think the problem is that they are attacking indiscriminately at civilian population here. It's been a week now. They are attacking the mosques with the people inside. They are attacking houses, residential areas. They are attacking ambulances. Ambulances cannot reach the injured people to take them in the hospitals. And I think this is war crime, what is going on here, and the international community should react immediately to stop it.
I'm sorry, I should have asked you this at the beginning. What is your name, and where are you from?
For security reasons, I would prefer not to
Oh, that's okay. You're from Gaza, though?
No, I'm from Europe.
Okay, so you're an international. You're an international observer.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you afraid for your own safety and for that of those in the house there as well in the building?
Well, I'm more afraid about the people here than for myself because I'm international. So I'm more afraid about the people here and because what I see is that there is no respect to the international law, to the international humanitarian law, the human rights of the people. They are attacking indiscriminately and killing even children by tens every day.
So I understand you've been receiving some phone calls from other areas of the Gaza Strip. What information have you received other than the fact that there's tanks rolling in and they're being backed by airstrikes?
Well, more or less, this is the information. And the most important thing is that the ambulances cannot reach the injured people to take them into hospitals. And I think this is something that there should be an immediate reaction because every injured person has the right to be transferred immediately to the hospital. And also, the ambulances should be respected and not be attacked by any armed forces.
You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM, and I'm speaking with international observer who's in Rafah in Gaza right now at Fida Kishta's house. She is a journalist living in Rafah, in her home in Rafah. And I understand that there's another international there, Jenny Linnell. Is she possibly available?
Well, right now she's talking somewhere else, so she's not available right now.
Okay. I might try to call you back later for updates, if that's all right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hopefully the phones will be working and be able to get through, because sometimes it's difficult. All right. Well, I'll call you guys back in a little while and see if there's any new information. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care. That was international observer in Rafah in the Gaza Strip in Fida Kishta's home. And Fida, again, is an activist, community organizer, and a photographer who lives in southern Rafah, in southern Gaza. And there is a full-scale ground invasion underway. And as you just heard, as far as Fida is aware, it was in three separate locations, including where she is. And that basically the news they're getting from other areas is that the Israeli army is not allowing ambulances in to fetch out the injured. So, as usual, people suffering greatly there and probably aren't going to be able to get to a hospital in time. In any case, we're going to check back with them in a while and see if we can get more information.